Good day, this is Jonathan Miller. It's time for Holistic Reality Radio. Today, Survive the Changes, we're doing on Tuesdays our Holistic Natural Health Program, sponsored by ReallyWell.com, and on Thursdays our Being Prepared Program, Holistic Analysis of Survive the Changes. And today we're talking about being prepared for the big tricks. We have been exploring the global corporate conglomerate, which has used crisis, deception, technology, corporatism, and psychological operations to develop a tyranny of full control, powerful interests, and high positions in what I call the transnational interlocking corporate kingdom. Have a long-standing plan, now accelerated, because they're under threat that the rest of us are waking up to this, but they're accelerated to consolidate control of all people and nations through reducing intelligence, undermining health, creating false realities, and perpetrating the financial manipulation, debt, legal trickery, staged crises, social chaos, war, and depopulation. The control strategy can be summarized with a few related concepts. Divide and rule, also known as divide and conquer. You know, once you've conquered, then you rule. So divide, conquer, and rule, I guess. But that is an age-old thought of those in positions of power to keep the people that they rule divided and at odds with each other to keep them from having any energy left or attention left to pay attention to those that are really manipulating the situation. And then another one is problem reaction solution. That's known as the Hegelian dialectic from George Frederick Hegel, a European philosopher a couple hundred years ago that had set out a thesis, antithesis, synthesis, as the format for, again, maintaining control of population by continually putting forth problems and then creating a reaction in the target audience and then offering the solution to resolve the problem or the crisis. And this is used time and again to bring populations to new support for the policies that the powers that be want to roll out. Another concept, order out of chaos, and these are all related again, order out of chaos. If you create chaos in the population through these divide and rule activities, then you can offer again that solution, which is a new order. We'll bring the resolution of this problem to you. So trust us and just go back to sleep. But a last one, leading to a new world order of full spectrum dominance. I guess that's a couple more. And here's another one, under global governance. So we have new world order. That's a term that they use or have used over the last 10, 20, let's say 20 years, or so, 25 years, describing more than that, really. If you go back to the Novus Ordo Seclorum on the back of the dollar bill and consider that term, we're talking about 100 years. But it's the idea of a new world order under their full-spectrum dominance of global governance. It's more terms that are all related to this control idea, and then they would have their technocratic oligarchy that they're setting up. So the following deceptive tricks and hidden activities are being used as tools to bring this technocratic oligarchy about. Number one, debt. Debt is a ridiculous burden on all of us, created by fictional money being lent to us and then also created out of debt by they lending it to the government to put it into circulation to begin with. So all the money created is issued backed by bonds that the government is supporting, and then we, by virtue of being the taxpayers, are obligated to pay off this burdening debt. And it's grown to over $22 trillion, the national debt. So we have double debt. We have the national debt, and we have personal debt if we borrowed ourselves, and then we're trapped in a debt cycle of never being solvent, never being trapped in the rat race to keep earning enough to maintain that debt or hopefully someday pay it off. Because we're working for money that is a fake commodity itself. It's not real value. It's a paper asset, and all the digits in your bank account or in your stock portfolio or bonds or whatever you may have, if it's designated in these digital dollars, those can go poof by just turning off the power switch. So that is not real wealth. That is not real money. It's fake assets, fake money. And with a financial collapse or a reset, it could disappear or be very greatly reduced in its purchasing power, so to speak. So ultimately, real wealth is goods, having goods or services available to you on hand, where you have the opportunity to get to it and protect it. So that would be things like gold and silver, coins and food and tools and useful things. Toilet paper could even be more valuable than the money in a certain circumstance. So then we have the controlled media that keeps us distracted and misinformed with false news or false narratives of what is happening that leads us ultimately to wrong concepts about who's doing what to whom. And then within the media, especially the entertainment sector, is what's called predictive programming, where they put up programs that give us images of the future that lead us to be having that in mind or fearful of it if it's a terror scenario, like a disaster. But all the movies that have those kinds of themes, psychological programming, predictive programming. And within those movies, but also in real life, we have what are called false flags. This is blaming an event, a negative event in most cases, on someone else, whether it's an attack or a bomb or a scenario that is blamed on someone that is not the real perpetrator, but blamed to have the event be there for a terror purpose or a fearful purpose, but not having who actually did it identified, protecting them from being associated with having done this to us. So there's lots of those, and many of these shootings and bombings and terror events that they have been staged. So staged events and false flags are part of the tricks that the powers that be have in their bag. And if you're not familiar with that, look up Operation Gladio, which was communist terrorists supposedly doing terror events in Europe after World War II. That was really the powers that be fostering this with their own agents. And the name may be subdued and called something else, is still in practice going on with many of today's events. But many of these are designed to create social disturbances or the drumming up of dividing images and concepts such as racism and sexism and all the isms that are thrown about, as well as the political correctness and on, to create disturbances in the social fabric and divide people over these false issues or issues that would not really have any traction if they weren't exacerbated in the media and in the social discourse. Then you have the public poisons. We talk about that a lot because these are all part of the tricks in the bag of the powers that be, leading us, trying to guide us to this full dominant tyranny that they have in mind. Public poisons like the fluoride in the water and the vaccinations and the medicines and the glyphosate Roundup pesticide herbicide for agriculture and in our lawns with lawn sprays and the electromagnetic poisons, the Wi-Fi and cell phone transmissions. All these work together to undermine our health and reduce our intelligence. The powers that be doing all this to us, from learning how that is happening. Geoengineering is a major one where they spray the skies multiple days a week. Just look toward the sun in the evening and see all the layers of clouds that are in front of that sun. They're trying to block our view of something going on that we might see in the sky, as well as weather manipulation, utilizing the metals that they spray and bouncing frequencies off those to guide weather systems to create ice-nucleated artificial precipitation or not, to suppress precipitation. They can do either of these things. They've been working on it for 30, 40, 50, 60, 70 years, weather control. There's a document called Own the Weather by 2025, and I believe that date may have something to do with a possible earth disaster that could be coming about that they know about that they haven't told the public about, part of why they may be covering up something with their spraying of these artificial clouds in the western sky. But we have to dig into this, learn more about what the poisons in the geoengineering are, what they're doing with it, with the weather disasters. They can intensify and move storms, create hurricanes, tornadoes, even earthquakes with their technologies. They have technologies far in advance of what the public is aware to do all kinds of things, both to the environment as well as to us in terms of the frequencies, even to the point of implanting thoughts in the mind and so forth with frequencies, just like broadcasting to your radio or your cell phone. They can cast to your brain as we are walking antennas. So ultimately, they could be leading us to a food shortage, as we just witnessed a tremendous agricultural disaster in the Midwest with flooding, where millions of cattle head were lost and all kinds of crops, you know, wheat and corn and soy and so on, major crops, that will precipitate higher prices in food and a shortage is possible. But especially in the case where there could be a shutdown of the delivery system, such as a power outage from an electric pole or a coronal mass ejection of the sun. And a power outage would end civilization as we know it and throw us all into a chaos to get food, water, sanitation, stay warm in the winter, or cool in the summer, on and on, medications. If deliveries ended, many, many people would not survive very long under those circumstances. So we need to be aware of the possibilities, and especially the idea that there could be a planetary disaster. We're seeing greatly increased earthquakes, volcanoes, destruction of the oceans, and it's not just the climate change that we might generate from driving our car. That's another one of their false scenarios that they have thought up in think tanks and disseminated to the public through the media to throw us off of what they're really doing with the geoengineering. The major cause of the climate change and weather, dramatic weather incidents, are the geoengineering spraying and the frequencies that they use to manipulate the weather system. So we need to learn more about that. We need to also be aware of war, as their long time and ongoing biggest trick to keep the population distracted and culled with population reduction. And now war is becoming very much more high-tech with drones and directed energy weapons and bioweapons. And ultimately, we'll be moving into space war if we aren't already. Some say that we are actually way out and advanced in space, much beyond what the public knows through the secret space program that they're now actually going to be naming as the Space Force, and to cover the fact that they've been doing it for 50 years. So we have a lot to learn. We need to develop strong community relationships through small support groups working together to learn, plan, and prepare for making things better. It is especially critical to stop the dissemination of these poisons and to clean up our environment. So please visit survivethechanges.com for details on many of the challenges that we're facing and how to be prepared, and reallywell.com for outstanding holistic natural health information and products. Thank you for listening. Find the archives of our program at holisticreality.com in the radio section, and also more about the philosophy of natural holism. Have a good day. Now is the time to move with purpose. Time to understand.
It's not too late. Getting started, and never too soon to show the world the dream's alive. It's never parted. The time has come that it's unfurled. Now's the time to move with purpose, and now's the time to seek and find. It's not too late to make a difference. It's never too soon to raise your mind. We've been waiting for this fog to pass away. We've been waiting for the darkness to subside. We are building the road of a new day, but don't seem to know whether to go or whether to hide. Are we too busy? Are we too stressed? Or don't we know what to do, who to be, or where to go? It's time to understand, find out who I am.